Hello, this is Matthew Morquecho and Diego Waz-Dean from the TCC West campus. We are partnering with OSU and TCC's global campus. And today we're interviewing Jeremy from the TCC Northeast campus. And he's a part of the ESL program over here. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, my name is Jeremy. I'm come from the Northeast campus, TCC. And nice to meet you today.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
So I'm international student, so I come from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I live in Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow. That's Northeast Broken Arrow. It's kind of a,
it's
a little bit of a drag. So what exactly brought you to TCC?
Actually, I came to TCC and because I transferred to my country to the United States, and my friend invited me to this school.
Also, a friend recommended it to you.
Yeah, he introduced this school for me.
So was Tulsa the first city you visited here in America, or?
Tulsa is not the first city I came to the United States. I came to the Boston before I transferred to the Tulsa.
Oh, so you're Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So, what is your what are you majoring in at TCC?
I chose my major is electrical engineering. But now I still study English for prepare for the major, maybe next semester.
Yeah. Do you after you get your associates in electrical engineering, do you plan on transferring over to a bigger college or?
Yes, I have a plan. Maybe I transfer for TU or OSU, something like that.
TU. Yeah.
If I have a ability that.
TU has a great engineering program. Another one is Texas A&M. They have a really good engineering program down there.
And follow that.
Yeah. And but you mentioned that you're from you live in Broken Arrow. So how do you get to the Northeast campus? Do you have your own car? Do you carpool with friends? Do you take a bus?
Yes, I have a car, and every morning I drive my car to the North campus. And it takes me 20 minutes to ride from my home to the school.
Yeah, that's, I feel you on that. I have to drive about 40 minutes. Yeah. Did you have a car back in Vietnam?
Yes, I have a car in Vietnam.
Okay. So,
do you find different driving here and driving in Vietnam, or is it the same?
A little difference between America and Vietnam, but I know that.
Okay.
Is the speaking about the cars? Is there a difference in the speed limit? Do you have to drive faster, slower compared in America to Vietnam?
Yes, of course. The speed limit in my country is very slow than America's. They use a kilometer, and in America they use a mile.
Yeah.
And in my country, a car is very expensive, but my family have one car, and we usually use a motorcycle. And
yeah. So, would you say, was it kind of scary getting on the highway for the first time and going 60, 70 miles per hour?
Of course, yes. I'm very worried about that. And when I rolled my car, my hand shake.
Oh, you rolled your car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. Okay, that's terrible. Were you okay though? No major injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long have you been going to school at TCC?
I have been in TCC. Two semesters.
Oh, two semesters?
Yeah.
Did you, is this your second semester or is this your third semester?
That is the third semester.
Oh, it's your third semester, so.
Yes.
Oh, you've been here for about about like a year and a half or so far.
Sir.
Oh, okay.
Have you liked it? Like all the environment, you know, the people
here? Yes, the environment is good. I have to say it's the better in my country. The first is education, and the second, people there is very friendly.
Oh, nice, nice. And have you find like a lot of Vietnamese people here, or do you haven't?
Yes, I have found some Vietnamese friend over there, and I talk about a little bit about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, nice. Do you also do you work on the side or anything during school, or are you a full time student?
Yeah, I'm a full time student.
Full time.
The U.S. law didn't accept the international student go to work.
Oh, okay.
So I have to take the full time student.
Okay. And speaking on the curriculum at TCC, how difficult are the classes at TCC compared to, classes you had while going to school at Vietnam?
The first thing is the language.
The language, yeah.
In my country, I speak Vietnamese almost the time, but when I came to the TCC, it means I came to American. I have to say English 100%. So now my English is not good, so sometimes I have a trouble with learning because language as English is my second language.
Sorry, lights just went out on us, but we fixed it. I can imagine that the language barrier is probably like a tough thing to come over when you're trying to learn full-time English and while like you're taking classes in English while learning at the same time. I can imagine that that's like a difficult, it's a difficult thing to do. And, you've been at TCC for 2 semesters going on your third. In your opinion, what is the diversity like here at a TCC?
My experience I got that is try hard, learning hard. And yeah, because the English center that for the learning, for the teaching English, so everybody come to there is almost is a second, English is a second,
second language.
So we have the same thing.
Yeah.
And be fair, and maybe they can understand your what did you say or not.
Yeah, so you're basically like you're at the forefront of the diversity because like you're getting to see it all. I mean, you're getting to see people from different cultures come together and trying to trying to learn.
And do you like it? Like all the classrooms that you have people from all over the world? Do you find that interesting? Or?
Yes, I really like it. I can learn not only English but also another culture. Not a country.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's true.
So has TCC been beneficial to your education experience so far? Like, do you find the classes, the ESL program, do you find it does it benefit your, you going into the future in your electrical engineering field?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe that's in the future, so I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Fair enough. So, what are some things you have liked so far about America?
American is really friendly.
Friendly?
Yes.
And, it can go either way. You can come across friendly people, or you can come across some people that could be mean. Compared to the youth culture, back home in Vietnam compared to what the youth is like here in America, do you see any similarities between them, or are they different, like worlds different?
Yes, I have an interesting with American culture. We have the same thing between my culture and American culture is we have the Civil War and American also.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Civil War, and we have a independent road out about that. And for the Civil War, that we can have a new culture.
So, like, you know, what part of like Vietnam did you live in?
Yeah, I live in South Vietnam.
South Vietnam?
Yes.
Did you have like a city? Like, did you live in one of like the bigger like cities?
Yes, my city is I think it's not the capital, but it's the biggest city in Vietnam. Capital is in the north, but the south is the biggest city.
Okay.
Oh, in the south. Oh, okay.
And when you were living in Vietnam, at the school you went to, did you have a class to teach you how? Like, did you guys have an English class to teach you how to speak English? Or before coming over to, you know, America, did you have to like kind of get brushed up a little bit?
In my country, we have learning English in the high school, but it's just a grammar, and they didn't teach me listening and speaking. So when I came to America, I have to learn speaking and listening.
Okay. So how difficult has that been, trying to learn English? Has it been like really like hard, or has it been like fairly easy?
Yeah, for me it's really hard because I have to spend 1.5 years to understand maybe 15 or 16% that the native speaker say.
Okay, yeah. So it's been kind of difficult
for me.
All right, and what were some thoughts about America you had before coming? You know, what were some, what were some things you knew or that people have said about America before coming here to?
I don't know about that, but my feelings is when I came to America, I feel everything different in my country and like a new chapter of my life, and I start again.
Yeah. So it was just different, pretty much. Yeah.
Like you read, you have a refresh of your life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like that. Refresh. And, can you like walk us through maybe what everyday life might have been like in Vietnam compared to what like your everyday life here in America is like? Can you has anything changed up between like from morning to when you go to sleep in Vietnam to here in America?
Yeah, now I adapt with the time in America, so like I have to make a schedule every day, And in my country, I have a lot of free time about that. But in America, I have a little bit of free time.
So do you?
I have to work. I have to study.
Yeah. So do you have do you use a day planner? You know, one of those like a daily planner or something.
Yes.
To like put all your figure it all out. That's smart. I used to do that too in my freshman year to help me out. I need to get back on it.
Yeah,
help me out. Yeah, help me out studying. And what were some hobbies and stuff that you used to do in Vietnam?
My hobbies in Vietnam is play the video game and travel.
What kind of video games did you used to play?
The PUBG. You know that, right? It's very famous.
PUBG, right? Yeah. So you're not a Fortnite person. You were more of a PUBG.
I heard about that, but the Fortnite I didn't play that.
I don't like it either personally, so it's okay. And Coming to America, you picked up any new hobbies that like
Yes, I have to change my hobbies because I don't have a lot of time to spend to play a video game. And I use that time to learn a new thing, to adapt with American life.
So, like, are there, can you, like, walk us through some of those, like, hobbies? Like, do you play, picked up any sports or something, or is it just...
I like soccer and football. When I come to the American, I know the football. What is the football?
Yeah.
And I'm really interesting about this sport. Yeah.
It's different. Like, it's definitely different.
You know, football isn't a foot.
Yeah, you don't use your feet.
But in my country, the football is mean a soccer.
Yeah.
But I come to the American, football isn't a football.
Yeah.
Soccer is not a football.
Yeah.
It's different.
So, but I have something strict about that.
Have you got to experience a football game yet in America?
I didn't play a football before. I just watched.
So you haven't gone to a game yet, like a high school football game or a college football game?
Yes, I have watched the Super Bowl in the last year.
Oh.
That's the first time I watched that.
did you watch it more for the game, or did you watch it? What do you think of the ads? How they have the commercials going on?
Lies. I feel it's very dangerous. they use their body to the hit. And
next time you watch the Super Bowl, really pay attention to the commercials, because that's kind of like. It's like almost like half of the Super Bowl is like you watch it for the game and you watch it for the commercials.
Yes.
Because that's when they put out the best ones. But is there like, Diego brought this up earlier, but has there been a place yet in Tulsa that has like you can find similarities like closest to what it was like back at home here in Tulsa? Like anything that matches, like the food or the atmosphere.
Yes, I find some Vietnamese restaurants and the church, and I feel this same something like the same my country. I feel in there, I feel like in my home country, and in there they speak Vietnamese.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's kind of like nice to like
this kind of group of Vietnamese in there. And they have some action or some event for the home country.
Okay, so do you go over there a lot, or just whenever you get a chance to?
Two or three times a month.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's nice just go over there and visit, hang out.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
About the food, do you think like? It's different, the food from here, than the food from Vietnam.
Yeah, it's a lot of differences. But I'm easier. I can eat a lot of food. And I don't have some strict in American food. I really like American food.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And, what's been one of your favorite foods so far here in America that you've gotten to experience?
American food, I really like a steak.
A steak?
Yeah, a steak.
Steak. You can't go wrong with the steak. So yeah, those are really good. And what was your favorite dish back home?
Like in my country, every day I eat the rice. So that's in my favorite. Rice is my favorite in my country.
Okay, so like, is that, rice was your favorite then? Do you like white rice or you...
Yeah, I like white rice. Good morning.
Okay. Did, so you're not like, you never tried. Have you gotten to try some like the, I guess the more Americanized versions of like Vietnamese food or like, just Asian food in general? Like, how they have like, they have like Mexican food, but it's kind of like, watered down a little bit. Have you gotten to try some of that yet, like Panda Express or?
Yes, I have tried a lot of kind of different foods in America. Before I came to say I live in Boston, I have to live with the host family, and they speak Spanish and they cook the Mexican food, so I eat American food easily. And sometimes they cook the American food.
Would they ever try to cook you like Vietnamese food?
I didn't cook well, so I didn't cook a Vietnamese.
Yes. But would they ever try to like cook you some dishes like a Vietnamese dish?
Yeah.
They would try. Was it any good?
They didn't like that. Yeah, because the flavors is something spicy.
Yeah. Okay. And how important was education in your family to for you to come over here and get an education in America? How important was that to?
In my country, everyone have to finish high school and get to the higher education like college or university. If you don't have a university degree or something like a certificate, maybe you hardly to get a job. But in America, maybe you have a lot of opportunity to do. Maybe you finish high school and you can work by something you like that. You need to the high level education.
Okay, yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. There's more opportunities here
Yes,
to not go
yeah,
to
to get a job.
yeah.
And sorry, why did you choose to come to the US? Like, was there was something that was interesting to you, or you just?
Yeah. Americans have the best education in the world. So my country is recommend a person who have a university degree from the US.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, interview's kind of coming to an end. Just want to see if there was like anything else that you like might want to say that we didn't get to cover, to the people who might be hearing this.
No, thank you for that.
Okay. Well, all right, Jeremy, that's the interview.